You can just hold it.
Okay, yeah, I'll just tell about my experience. So, yeah, it's the first time I'm trying something like this. I've done some meditation at home and anywhere. If I feel bad in the car or something, I start breathing, and that usually helps. And trying this in this form, it's different, of course. The first day was maybe easier. This morning was more difficult. I find it easier outdoors if I'm looking around in nature, especially. It's more easy to come back to the present. The hardest was when my mind starts to go more crazy, for example, in the morning, in the we were sitting together, and but I think what I've learned so far is that I can kind of rely that sooner or later I can catch it again, like get back to the now.
Yes.
And I just don't know yet if it's going to be more often or not, but I think I keep trying, and it feels that it makes sense. So, yeah.
Tu ai ma atu te, ai ma atu te so tu blo atu te so tu nilum makau mo se se ka lo sha re so tu a ka mau ni rum ba phi ba phi se lo sha bi so tu a atat shu da tu a ti cha lai te. Ara so yin thauk ku phit de re tu se ka pyan yin la re re tu di ha lou ni cha di ma la a thauk taw di poun sa a thauk taw tu ma so tin ne re tu ma ni ya lou lo ya di ni nan nan ma nat kan nan nan se ka ba ri phit lo la ma ti hu a twei de ko shao par re re tu a pyin ma lan shao yin po kaung ne re se ka di pisu pa ko pyan pyan la ra pyan pyan tadi ya ra po lwe re re a di ni ma nat so yin se ka အတွေ့တွေကိုပါပါသွားတာအဲဒါပေမဲ့ပြန်ပြီးတော့တတိယဝင်ဝင်လာတာပဲအဲ့တော့ तू မသိဘူးတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီစခန်းဆက်အားထုတ်ရင်းနဲ့ဒီတတိယပြန်ပြန်လာတာဟိုပို့ပြီးတော့စိတ်စိတ်လာမှာပေါ့တဲ့ဒါကတော့ तू စမ်းချင်
ဆက်အားထုတ်နေလို့လာဆက်လာစိတ်လာမှာသိကြပါတယ
် yes
တတိယနဲ့ဆက်ပြီးအားထုတ်နေမယ်တနင်္လာနဲ့အားထုတ်နေမယ်ဆိုရင်နိုင်တော့ပေါ့ရတော့လုံနေမယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ဖြည်းဖြည်းကတ်လာတတိယ
so long as you keep practicing every dayAnd all day long as much as possible, Seattle says, certainly the remembering to be come back to the present moment will start becoming more frequent.
No, do you think that teacher look, do you mind deep over? Salam, take it, salam, take it, and papa,
yes. And Seattle says, do make it a habit to acknowledge the thoughts when they arise.You know, when the thoughts arise, just acknowledge them. Just sort of like give them a little attention. Acknowledge. You see the mind is thinking. And then come back to your breath or whatever your primary object is.
No, the good thing is that the tea tarry you can't do it. Wow. Wow, the tea.
Yeah.
Then you know the tea tarry, the tea tarry, the tea tarry, the tea tarry.
Yeah.
No. You need to have your name, but the tea. Do la. Do la. Do la. Do la. Do la. Do la.
Seattle says, you know, the practice we're doing is the practice of awareness, right? It doesn't matter what we are aware of, it's the awareness that is continuing. And there are two reasons we want to practice awareness. One is that when we keep being aware, awareness will become stronger. And when awareness is stronger, when it has momentum, there's a very different quality to it than we usually know it. The other one is that as we keep being aware of the many things that... we experience, yeah, this is our understanding of the things we experience starts to grow because we are watching as continuously as possible.
Yeah, I do the kind of thing would do that as well. I do this the power, say it about what knowledge, you know. The now concept is the same one.
So, and what we begin to understand is the nature of what's happening. So, for example, Seattle says when we acknowledge a thought, right?He says what we want to recognize is that the mind is thinking. We don't want to get caught in the story that the mind is thinking, or the stuff that the mind is, that the thought is about. We just want to recognize that the mind is thinking. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay.
You don't want to be recorded?
Mm.
Yeah.
Stop. Is it on?
Yeah, it doesn't amplify, it just records. Yes, thank you.
Well, I don't have a long history in meditating. I haven't really meditated much. So I want to thank you for organizing this retreat, because already these 2 days have been very, very useful, very informative. I have noticed many things about the mind that they're not very pleasant, but it's very useful to notice them. And one very strong unwholesome quality that visits the mind very often is this feeling of judgment and feeling of being judged by others, and feeling of judging other people, especially people closest to me, and especially myself. And then sometimes it's when I try to focus my attention on my mind, and I realize that I'm being judgmental, then I become judgmental about being judgmental, and then I become judgmental about that.
ตัวดีสคันลงไปแล้วตัวเจซุติเนี่ยแล้วว่าสุดยิ่งเนี่ยลาราอ๋อตัวตัวอเมียอีโหปัญญาริยะเนี่ยปัญญาริยะเนี่ยแล้วเพราะตัวสึกโกเมียนเนาะดิสึกโกจิเนาะเนี่ยตัวติโลกังมะกังเสียริติลาริดําแมะอะต้องม่วนเลยเนี่ยติล่ะกังเนี่ยป่ะเนาะติล่ะโจษิเนี่ยแล้วตะคัดลีทุทะเพียงดิจัดเมนต์ลงจัดเมนต์ลงตาทุทะเวโกเนี่ยนีสัตว์แต่ลูซวยโกบลูทินแล้วสร้าที่ไก่สิเนี่ยดําแมะกุกกุโกเลยตะเกราดิโลမျိုးเวอเมียนเนี่ยกุกกุโกที่
เออก้อนเนี่ยก้อนมันดีมาก้อนแล้วมันก้อนมันดีเออโอ้พิจารณาอภิโรมติมาเนี่ยถ้าพิจารณาทุกโปรเซสไทม์เนี่ยพิจารณาก็กูเนี่ยกูหาลงมาอยู่แล้วเนี่ยไอ้อมานั้นติเนี่ยบาทูล่ะเลยมันเลยจะจ่ายแล้วก็เออยังว่าอะเทนกูก็ก้อนเนี่ยรู้เทนอมานั้นติทําหมดกูก็โหชื่อชื่อได้ติล่ะแล้วมันตะเกยตัวเปล่าเนี่ยที่จะตัวเปล่าล่ะเลยพี่ๆ
You see what's happening in the mind, so the objective is achieved. There's awareness of what's happening. That's fine. He says you do want to be careful about the sense of identification, because the sense that there is judgment and then there's judgment of judgment, there's already a sense that, you know, oh, this mind shouldn't judge. Right, and you think, oh, it's not good to judge, and then that's the judgment, and then feeling, oh, that's not very good. It's still doing it, and then the judgment comes again. So recognizing that, and just that seeing that this is just the process of the mind, that it has this habit, and this is what it is doing, right? And Sierra says, the results of this observation, they don't come right away, but when we start to observe this process of mind, and when we can successfully, at first we will be a little identified, but we keep trying, right? And when we successfully don't identify with it, and we begin to see it for the process that is happening, Sierra says, the mind begins to understand what is beneficial or not, or useful or not about it, and the mind finds its own way. You know, it understands this nature, and then it starts to make its own choices about what is beneficial and not, and what it wants to do or not. And we have to wait for that process to unfold. But this is a good start. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And thank you for the possibility to be here with you. For me too, as for many people probably here, the springtime has been quite stressful, working. At the moment also for me, like that I'm being sick, it's quite hard to concentrate at the moment. So I try to take some time for resting and sleeping, at least for these like few days. Let's see how it goes. And it's very good to sit in a hall. That's maybe the most familiar way for me to meditate or stay with my mind. Yeah, something when the thoughts arise, they arise so quickly. And when I realize that I was thinking about this and that, they're already gone somewhere, some elsewhere. So it's like, I don't know if it's about awareness that I notice them at the right moment, immediately when they arise, or does it matter that I notice them like 5 seconds or 1 minute later? That's maybe one question from me.
Sarah says you don't need to concentrate. He doesn't require us to be able to concentrate. We just need to be able to be aware. Yeah, just knowing what's happening in the mind and body. He says, when you're in your room, just rest. You know, just make sure you get a good rest and you know recover and maintain some awareness of yourself while you're in your room. And as for the thoughts, Sierra says it doesn't matter, you know, whether we know the thoughts right away or when we know the thoughts. He says whenever we begin to be aware, we just start from there, and that's good enough every time.
Hi. Thank you as well from me. I have been very grateful to be here this couple of days. And what can I say of my practice? I've been maybe the common challenge for me has been. Sorry. Yeah, the common challenge probably that I have been trying to make better also recently here is that I think that I usually try to achieve or realize something, make something, or to get somewhere.
You have some sort of a target or an agenda for practice.
Yeah, though I'm not sure because I don't.
Some objective.
I'm not totally sure if it's that or if it's something that I try to control. Maybe it's like I try to control my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I feel like I feel there's some kind of tightness, and even sometimes in my head, I can feel some tightness or some pressure or
contraction. Is the tightness only when you sit in the meditation hall or any time during the day?
Mainly I notice it in meditation
hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And not always, but I think that I'm not totally sure what's the relation, but I feel like it could be something that I try to control the experience and not allow everything.
What is your experience? Can you explain it a bit? What happens when you sit in the meditation hall? What do you observe and how does it progress?
For example, here I've been just trying to be open to the experience, and mostly especially now I'm trying to feel the whole body. Which usually it helps to relax and helps to relax the mind. And then what seems to help as well is to detach a little bit, like step back a little bit and try to just listen more. Whereas maybe before I have tried more to get to the next moment or get away with the negative things, and
right.
Now I'm trying to more just listen in more subtle way, and it feels like it's very good. And also one thing that I learned here is the idea of trying to use little less energy, and that seems very very good point. So I try to make all the time use less and less energy, and just to observe more. It's not so big challenge, and I feel like the meditation is going very well, and there's a lot to with these things, positive things, they seem to be helping. I'm just have to go more and practice more, and
right.
So I feel like it's going to good direction.
Okay, so these 2 days you've had some tension, or it's less in the meditation hall?
Yeah, maybe a little less. But sometimes at some moments I notice that. Yeah.
Okay.
And right. Maybe it's also because it feels in the head, so it feels very difficult, like what is this? I want to get away of this with this, and but
do ye pomam phine le challenge ka ba le so tu an ne tu pyo le tu sait the ma tia a thot mu ma tu ma yue che lo do mho blo kham le tu ma ta mat tha ra shi la ma ti u de mho le tu phine le how to control lo pho chu sa ne la ma ti u de blo ti le so tu ne ne tin tin ne le damayo nan ma ba tin la tacha ne ma tin la so damayo nan ma ba phit da mya de a mye ro ma hout bu de da ma tu tat tat la ra tu tri tha mi de de naw bro ဒီမှာကျတော့အရှင်ဖျားတပြောမေးတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒီမှာယူနေမှာထိုင်ဘလို့ဘလို့လောက်တာလဲလို့ဆိုတော့ तू อ่ะतू อ่ะဖွင့်ထားရတယ်စိတ်ကိုဘာလို့ဆိုဖွင့်ထားရင်နည်းနည်းတင်းလာရော့တယ
်
နံပါတ်ရောဒီဖြစ်တာတွေကိုသိတယ်ဒီခန္ဓာကိုယ်တစ်ခုလုံးကိုသိဖို့ရှိုးစားတယ်အာယုတစ်ခုကိုမယူဘဲနဲ့တစ်ခုလုံးကိုဖြန့်ပြီးကြည့်တယ်အဲ့ဒါတွေကရော့စေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အဓိကအရှင်ဖျား energy နည်းနည်း short သုံးလို့ပြောတာအဲ့ဒါအများကြီးအထောက်အကူဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့သူ energy ကို short တယ် short နေတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒီမှာသူအဲ့ဒီကောင်းတင်တာဖြစ်လာဆိုတော့ဒီမှာနည်းနည်းယော့ရတယ်တစ်ချက်တစ်ချက်တော့တက်ပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူသိတယ်သူစိတ်ကအဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာဟို
သိပြီ
မကောင်းတာတစ်ခုခုရောမဖြစ်စေချင်တာတော့ဘာလို့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်တော့ကောင်းတဲ့မှာတင်းတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီမှာကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်တွေပိုဖြစ်တယ်လေသူအဲ့လိုပြောတာ
ရပါတယ်အရေးကြီးတာသိဖို့ပဲတင်းနေတင်းမှန်းသိယော့ယော့မှန်းသိရမယ်
Good, he says. So it sounds like you're doing fine, he says. So when you recognize the tension, you know to relax. to relax. And when you're relaxed, just recognize that it's relaxed.
Mm.
Okay, just yeah. do recognize that.
Mm.
Keep an eye on it.
Relax, but
always remember the awareness. Okay,
mm.
So even when you're relaxed, Xiaodu says, you know you're relaxed, and then check. You see that the awareness that you know that it's relaxed, and keep knowing that you are relaxed.
Knowing
should continue. Knowing
yeah.
you are relaxed, knowing you're relaxed.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
Ah, lo po chu sa be.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi. I'm happy to be here because it's something totally brand new for me.
Oh,
yeah, I have been practicing different body, mind, spirit techniques like
mm-hmm.
yoga, qigong, different breathing techniques or different dances like
yeah.
free dance or ecstatic or
right.
whatever I can try to be present because
mm.
I find it very difficult to be present.
Mm.
Like I try to live in past or in future,
mm-hmm.
but being present is so hectic for me, and this meditation is also always been like so hectic. I cannot do it. I have to like do something what I like, for example, just some hands and crafts or play some music or listen or yeah, smell something nice, then I can be present in that moment.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, and this meditation, it's also very strange for me. I still am confused and I really don't know what to think and
mm-hmm.
how to do it, because for me, beginning, this mindfulness was that I should be together with the object. Like if I eat something,
yes.
I feel the taste, like just eating apple and feel this apple taste and being in that, soaked in that taste or smell. Like if I smell that flower, I'm just there. Like this before me was mindfulness, and now I feel, what? I cannot enjoy this smell. I should just be kind of absorber. Like I should absorb myself doing that. But that's not like fun. It's like I don't enjoy it. And
right.
now it's a bit confusion because...
But do you enjoy it?
This smell?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you just know that you're enjoying it?
But those are two different things for me.
Yes, so you can eat it and be enjoying it. You can taste it and smell it and be enjoying it and just know both. You don't have to just know one thing at a time. You can know. It's all happening. Xiaodu said it's all happening together. Its nature is all to just be flowing together. All we have to do is recognize all the components of this experience.
Well, that's too much for me. It's already much that I am there in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And plus that I need to be aware of it. Then it's just maybe 1 second I can do it, but then awareness goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you, when the awareness goes away, when do you remember? Or do you remember it's gone away and can you bring it back?
That's all.
Right? If you remember, just start again, just be aware again. Because when you remember, you're already aware. None of us is aware all the time. None of us is aware continuously. Right? But we do just keep trying to, when the awareness comes back, to continue to be aware.
Yeah?
And when you practice for some time, it just happens more frequently. It seems to come by itself more naturally. It seems to be more a part of what the mind does. And it just becomes a habit of the mind to also recognize what's happening with itself.
Yeah?
It's not... Yeah. If there's a feeling that I have to be in the present moment continuously for an extended period of time, I must be able to do it. If we think like that, he said, it's very hard because it's not possible.
Yeah,
so
that happens with me.
Yeah, so
that
we don't
I'm forcing myself to
no,
be aware.
No, impossible.
Yeah, so we don't have to have that idea, right? We just have to be mindful as much as we are.
Seattle says we don't think of what it should be, just recognize what it is now. And that's the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness is just about knowing how it is now. Now I am mindful. Oh, for 5 minutes I was not mindful. For half an hour I've not been mindful. But now I remember again. That's the process that's happening now. That's awareness. Sayadaw always says, you know, when yogis say that it's difficult to be mindful, he always says to them that it's not difficult to be mindful or to be aware, because it just, like this moment, if you're mindful, you know what's happening. That's not difficult. What's difficult is to be mindful as much as we want. He says it's difficult to get what we want, but it's not difficult to know what's happening now.
Yeah. To keep this mindfulness is difficult because there are so many stimulations.
Yes. And that we can just recognize that. That's also awareness. Right? So we just have to be patient. Says it's like training for a marathon, you know? Yeah. In the beginning, like if you're someone like me who can't run at all, then you can just run maybe 100 meters in a... Then maybe if I do it every day, you know, they have all these training manuals, right? And then you can build your body's ability to keep running for long distances every day. So in the same way, it's like a small challenge for the mind to just, when it remembers to be mindful, to start then and see, do I remember to be mindful for 3 seconds this time? Do I remember to be mindful for 5 seconds? 2 seconds? How much do I know? You know, and then after a while, you don't have to count the seconds. It's just like, now I'm aware. What is it like? And now I'm not aware. What was that like? Now I'm aware. What is it like? When I'm not aware, what is it like?
Mm.
And just recognizing that. It's always just knowing what is it like when it's like this or like that. And that's all awareness. Yeah, and if you're just patient with that process, 2-3 days of doing it, and you notice it's different. It's not like when you started. When you keep doing it, the whole, the pattern changes.
Right?
You start noticing things about yourself that you didn't know were there before. You know, you start noticing patterns. Yeah, so just allow that.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Now to Yang.